Good morning, I'm Erin Rohn with your COVID-19 facts first. If you're one of thousands of Aussies trying to get welfare for the first time thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, don't queue up at a Centrelink office. Anyone who needs to get a customer number can now call 132850 instead of having to go in. Services Australia manager Hank Yongen has told Nine people already on welfare don't need to do anything though.
Existing customers are actually clogging up our network because they're coming in to find out about the stimulus payments and the supplements. Those payments will be processed automatically.
Virgin is promising to maintain vital domestic routes after cutting 90% of services. Tiger Air has been suspended, while 8,000 of its 10,000-strong workforce has also been temporarily stood down. There is a question mark over Aussie house prices meantime after auction rooms and inspections were banned overnight. Domain's senior research analyst Dr. Nicola Powell has told Nine it's not clear yet how it will affect the market.
I think this is a really unique situation to be in. The only thing really we can compare it to was SARS back in 2003, which unraveled in Hong Kong, and we saw transactions slow, we saw property prices fall, but once that virus was contained, we saw a strong rebound.
And it seems we're all getting a little bit old school in lockdown. Our research shows Uno is the game we'd prefer to play while stuck at home. Monopoly came in second.
You ready?
In sport, the Aussie women's cricket coach Matthew Mott says they were lucky the T20 World Cup final went ahead earlier this month. With coronavirus forcing the shutdown of sporting leagues, Mott says at least they got the chance to finish their tournament.
Yeah, we're incredibly fortunate. Yeah, we thought we were lucky getting through the semi-final with the weather the way it was. We were literally 3 or 4 days away from missing that, and it would have been incredibly disappointing for the amount of work that went in behind the scenes.
Players have been sent home to train to prepare for the One Day World Cup next year.
More Sunny Coast hits with no ads. It's 10 in a row right now.
91.9 CFM.